Hi, I'm Patrick McCabe. Welcome to this special program with Father Marian Zawinski from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Today, Father's joined by Dale Meyer, the General Manager of Holy Spirit Radio. Father, welcome.
Very happy to come back. I'm so happy there are three of us today, like a Holy Trinity.
Well, one of these times, Father, we'll have more people, if you'd like.
I'd like to have at least 5 or 10. The more, the better.
five or 10.
We'll have to buy new microphones.
Yeah. That's right.
So I was born in a large family. I love the people. Yes. And you make me happy. So I see your beautiful smile there. And he's partying across the table. Gee, I'm so happy I'm not alone today. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm so grateful and profoundly grateful for the opportunity just to be with you, my dearest friends out there, whenever you happen to be. Whoever you are and whatever you live, and just my heart, my thoughts go out to you. And I'm so grateful to Dale and Patrick for assisting me in this beautiful Marian program. This is a very special Częstochowa program, and I told you a few times before that I never come alone here. My mother comes with me, and she is my inspiration. And she always tells me what to do. My son, I want you to speak today on this topic or that topic. So listen, my dearest friends, whenever you are, join us in spirit. I understand there'll be a live program. You can call me back, ask some questions.
Father, let me give that number for listeners if they'd like to call, because you're going to be speaking about Mary today and some of the things at the shrine. You know, some listeners might have some questions. So if you want to give Father a question, you can call us here at the station at 215-345-1570. And again, that's 215-345-1570, and we'd be happy to take your call.
Of course. You can also ask some questions there of the manager and a beautiful Irish man, Patrick. Somewhere, are you Irish?
No, I'm not Irish. Swiss.
Swiss, I'm Polish and Irish. Yes. What
the we have the United Nations here.
Yeah, we are international. Yes. International panel. As I mentioned before, my dearest people, my brothers and sisters, my mothers and fathers, whenever you are, it just open your hearts, open your spirits to listen to our Blessed Lady's voice. We are very happy that we have a beautiful, loving, wise, intelligent, caring mother. Before we start this program, I just bowed down with Patrick and Dale. I will pray three Hail Marys. I will invoke our Blessed Lady, seat of wisdom. Seat of wisdom, pray for us. And she is. She's the most intelligent, all-knowing, after God, I don't think I should say all-knowing, but she knows a lot because she lives in the presence of God. She's not goddess, but she knows a lot. So we always call her seat of wisdom. Seat of wisdom, support us. Pray for us. Give us strength and the gifts of the Holy Spirit of wisdom and understanding. They may appreciate more and more the gifts of love. You know what? Patrick, I always consider my sitting at this table before this microphone like my pulpit.
Yes.
I don't see you people out there, but I feel that you are with me in spirit. They have a large radio audience. And our Blessed Lady, the teaching mother, is using me unworthy, poor as I am, very fragile, very poor. But she is talking to you. She is talking to you. Blessed are those people who obey their mother, who listen to the voice of a mother. And we know that listening to our mother, following our mother, we shall never, ever go astray. There was a famous inscription, coat of arms, of John Cardinal O'Hara, who accepted us in the Diocese of Philadelphia at the beginning of the shrine. It is called of arms. It is beautiful inscription in Latin language. As Ilam sequens non devias, which means following her, we shall never go astray.
When was that? Was that 50 years ago, Father?
Before we accepted the diocese. The shrine is nearly 50 years old. So Father Michael, the founder of the shrine, he asked His Eminence Cardinal John O'Hara, Archbishop of Philadelphia, for acceptance to his diocese. He was kind enough to say yes. But we have his coat of arms on the floor of the shrine, in the main shrine. Often I pass by, I just enter, listen, and read this paper. It is the message.
Yes.
And it says clearly, following our Blessed Lady, you shall never go astray. Because Mother knows what the best for us.
I have to look for that, Father.
When don't you? When you walk in the shrine, on the left side, next to the sanctuary, on the left side is the coat of arms, our beautiful Cardinal John O'Hara, who accepted us to the Diocese of Philadelphia, praise God, over 50 years ago.
Wow.
Okay? So, our Father Michael, the founder of the shrine, knew him personally. And that Marian devotion they shared together, I think, helped Father Michael to be established in Bucks County, our Diocese of Philadelphia, in this era.
And when did you first come to the shrine?
Came, believe it or not, 40 years ago.
44.
Oh. 40, don't say 44. 40 years ago. Patrick, were you born?
I was not born yet.
gee, you make me feel bad.
Almost, though.
Were you born?
I was born then, yes.
Praise God,
yes.
You would cheer me up a little. 40 years, believe it or not, I was young, I was dark. But look at me. Look at me, white hat. I hope that with the age, I progress in wisdom. So going back, I have so much to share with you today. The time is so short. But again, I hope and pray that you beautiful mothers have a beautiful Mother's Day. You were all on my mind and in my prayer at the shrine. It was about 2 Sundays ago.
Yes.
And I pray to Almighty God that He may bless you over and over again for your generosity, for your teaching us, for the most precious gift of all, the gift of life.
Amen.
The gift of life. And I remember I sang for you even the Polish song. Some people say, hey, what did you say? But I did sing for you because you deserve it. A mother, that you beautiful human being, and yet very divine. She's so close to God. So again and again, I wish you beautiful mothers, whenever you are, may God bless you and reach you here on earth as someday the blessed eternity with all glory. Your crowns will be shining like more than angels, because God gave to us not an angel, but a human mother. Yes. So your crowns will be much brighter. I'll be shining for eternity for the most precious gift of life, for saying to God, yes, like our Blessed Lady on the day of Annunciation, let it be to me as you say. I conceive as your womb. You carried us your wombs with difficulties and hardships. That was about 2 Sundays ago, Mother's Day, a lady approached me. Oh, Father, you spoke so beautifully of the mothers. You had a beautiful mother. Oh, yeah, the most beautiful mother I had. But she's upstairs. And she said, you know what? I gave birth to triplets. 3 boys.
Oh, wow.
Well, what a difficult time I had at night, especially when they start kicking. But this is a beauty, a glory of a mother. So listen, on a Mother's Day, enjoy yourselves. I think that every day should be a Mother's Day. But remember us, spiritual fathers and physical fathers, on Father's Day, the second Sunday of June. Eh?
Yes.
It's coming
up. You know, Father, that's a really beautiful thought, that idea of remembering your Blessed Mother on Mother's Day and the spiritual fathers, all of our priests in the church on Father's Day. And I don't know if I've really, you know, always equated those things. I think it's a nice meditation.
I was kind of blamed that you, Father Mary, you speak so much of mothers. What are the fathers? Without a father, you wouldn't be here. Are you right? I've been apologizing over and over again. Sometimes I welcome the people, like today we have a group, what's a group of Methodists. today. So the most women, so I said, ladies, they said, I have some gentlemen in that group, don't forget.
Is that the Magnificat group? Are you talking
about? No, it's the Methodists.
Oh, Methodists.
Like not Catholic group. Oh. But our Blessed Mother brings all kinds of people to our shrine.
Because that's beautiful.
Afterward, she's the mother of us all. So keep your eyes fixed, you beautiful people, our Blessed Lady, especially this month of May, dedicated to her. She is truly the most beautiful flower in God's kingdom, God's garden. She's the most beautiful rose, the most beautiful rose and flower of all flowers. So if you keep your eyes fixed on our Blessed Lady, your life will be much enriched. Pray the Holy Rosary, which I love very, very much. You know it. I was thinking also to share with you about one thought or two about last Sunday. It was the Pentecost Sunday. And we priests spoke on who is the Holy Spirit. And what happened on Pentecost Day when the Holy Spirit came down with the apostles in the upper room at a noisy, driving wind and parted and settled, somehow landed to each one of the apostles and allowed them to speak, you know, proclaim the word in various languages. And what happened then when our Blessed Lady was with the apostles? I strongly believe that the Holy Spirit came of our Blessed Lady in a very, very unique, very profound way. That the Holy Spirit, like on the day of Annunciation, He poured over her all His love, all His gifts, all His charism. And then she became truly the mother of the church. You see, a woman was present. Again, and the Holy Spirit. The fathers of the church call our Blessed Lady, and rightly so, she is the purest, the faithful spouse of the Holy Spirit. She's the beloved one of the Holy Spirit. Yes. So she somehow conceived again the mystical body of Christ, the church. Mary was present, and the Holy Spirit again overshadowed her with a powerful way, and she became the mother of the church. And the Pentecost Day, she became the mother of all her little children. What a beautiful thought.
Yes.
See, like what happened on the Annunciation, the Holy Spirit came upon her, and she conceived Jesus physically by the power of the Holy Spirit, that she became the physical mother of the physical Christ, historical Christ. Now, on Pentecost Day, she became the mystical mother, or spiritual mother, of the universal Church of Christ, the body and blood of Christ. What a beautiful thought. So, when I was speaking last Sunday with the crowds of pilgrims in the 5 o'clock Mass, I spoke of a Blessed Lady as a mother of the church. And the relationship with the Holy Spirit was so profound, so unique, so special. And we shall never really understand on this earth the power of the Holy Spirit and her personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Someday we shall find a little more in heaven, that it was the Holy Spirit that shaped her heart. That it was the Holy Spirit, the Ruah in Hebrew language, the Spirit, the Creator, who fashioned her psyche, the human soul, and the human heart. That her heart became the Immaculate Heart, purest heart. What a beautiful thought. Because the relationship with the Holy Spirit is so profound and so unique. And next Sunday, with the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, again, in the shrine, we had a beautiful sculpture of the Most Holy Trinity over the altar. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the image of our Blessed Lady is settled in the middle, the center.
It's beautiful.
The beautiful sculpture and the angels flying around, playing the trumpets. One of the angels holding the crown of Blessed Lady, because for the Polish people, she is the queen of the nation. But the relationship again of our Blessed Lady with every divine person of the Most Holy Trinity is so special, so unique. Nobody ever had before or has or shall ever have such a personal, profound, unique relationship. The Father of the Church, I love this thought so much, they called our Blessed Lady the beloved daughter of the Eternal Father. She's the most beloved daughter. This relationship, father-daughter. She was chosen by Eternal Father to be worthy, the most worthy mother of His only begotten Son, Jesus. So, and again, she's the most beloved daughter of Eternal Father, and then she's the most worthy mother of His Son, Jesus Christ. And then the Holy Spirit. She is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So, next Sunday, when the people shall hear about the mystery of our faith, the deepest mystery of the Most Holy Trinity.
You are listening to a special encore presentation of Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa as Holy Spirit Radio remembers Father Marian Zalecki.
Ask our Blessed Lady to assist you. We shall never comprehend fully the greatest mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. No way. This shall be a subject of our eternal contemplation and enjoyment for eternity. Who is God? One God and yet triune God. One God and yet three different divine persons. Equally eternal, equally powerful, creative, worthy of worship in majesty. It's the greatest mystery, our Blessed Lady, the human mother. My dear friends, try to understand that she is our mother. And she is a human being. And she's one of us. My mother and your brother, your sister. So cherish this very personal love for our Blessed Lady. Her Immaculate Heart is so beautiful, so precious. I think the Holy Spirit shaped her Immaculate Heart. At the end of the month of May, we have the Corpus Christi. The last Sunday, 29th of May, is the solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ. And again, I'm thinking loudly, as you listen to me and you, Dale and Patrick, how the relationship of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, in our Blessed Lady, how she carried Jesus in her Immaculate Womb and in her heart, how her Immaculate Heart shall become like a living ciborium, like a living tabernacle, not made out of stone and concrete as we have the shrine, but a live, human, fleshy, living tabernacle. When she went in haste to see St. Elizabeth to share the gift of motherhood, she carried actually Jesus, her Immaculate Womb, her Immaculate Heart, like carrying the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist. By the way, on June the 4th, there's a Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. On the 4th of June is a Feast of Immaculate Heart of Mary. And at the shrine for many, many years, we have a very special celebration honoring the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we this year, of course, the people come from all over, especially from Bucks County area, from different parishes, St. Jude's Parish, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, St. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, even for Corpus Christi Parish, was Lansdale, I think, St. Stanislaus Parish. We come together to the shrine, to St. Anne's Chapel, 9:30. Remember that, 9:30 on the 4th of June, to celebrate, to honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. People come. We have a beautiful mass and investiture with a bronze scapular. So especially you mothers, you ladies, you children, you girls, whenever you happen to be come to the shrine to honor Immaculate Heart of Our Blessed Lady on the 4th of June at 9:30 in St. Anne's Chapel. We have a beautiful music and a crowning of Our Blessed Lady and the vestiture with the brown scapulary. Do you know what? The women, good mothers, make the brown scapularies by hundreds.
Oh, really?
And no charge. They're happy to do it. And they make the beautiful rosaries. See, the nursing home people, like St. Mary's Manor in Lansdowne, those beautiful ladies, I'm sure they're listening to this program. I thank you, beautiful mothers, you ladies in the rooms, you make these beautiful, colorful rosary beads. No charge. I give them some offering. Why not? They deserve it to buy materials. But they give the shrine through me to give it up to the people who need the rosaries. And they pray it. So this is the day. Every year, for many years, we have beautiful statue of Lady of Fatima. She shall be crowned again by these good people, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we shall consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart on the 4th of June. Keep it in mind. One of our holy priests, Father Sebastian, will take care of you because I have to go to Pittsburgh. You know, normally I'm taking care of the group, but my brother provincial sends me to Pittsburgh, the conference. One of the universities will be speaking of our Blessed Lady, Trinity Jehovah's Shrine, because of the Golden Jubilee. So I was sent, I have to obey, and I will go. But one of our holy priests, Father Sebastian, is more than happy to take care of a few people. So please come for 9:30. They have beautiful music. There will be a beautiful lady singing Schubert's Ave Maria, a consecration of Blessed Lady, actually a Immaculate Heart. Investiture with the brown scapulary is very important to wear the brown scapulary. I always wear it. Look at me, you see? I always wear look at me.
Yeah.
Brown scapulary, because our Blessed Lady promised, whoever wears the brown scapulary and dies with it shall never suffer eternal flames. See what she promised, Fatima. She promised to those people who devoutly enrolled the brown scapulary, kind of fraternity, and they wear it piously. When they die, they go to heaven. Maybe they stop for a while to purgatory, just right. What the heck. Probably won't go. But finally, we shall be all taken the first Saturday on the mounts after we get to purgatory. Those people who pray the Holy Rosary and are invested in the brown scapulary, that we should bless the Lady promise in Fatima and make the 5 consecutive first Saturdays, they go, she come down and take them to heaven. Like Paul, St. John Paul II. Well, he is St. John Paul II. But the Holy Father, the late Holy Father, John Paul II. I'm sure he is in heaven. If he is not in heaven, John Paul II, I'm in trouble. Big trouble. And you too. So enjoy yourselves, my dearest people, whenever you happen to be. There is the closing of this month, as I said, is a solemnity of the Corpus Christi. I love this feast. We have the outdoors procession. It's a Polish tradition. We walk in procession outdoors the shrine to 4 altars. Beautifully arranged. And the first Holy Communion children, they spread, you know, they throw the flowers in the front of Jesus. And at every altar, we sing or recite the gospel.
What time is that, Father? What time do you
normally
have that?
Normally be at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
So they'll be Polish and English. So the procession, the Eucharistic procession, on Sunday, May 29. So whenever you happen to bring your children, mothers, all dressed in white outfits, first Holy Communion, let them participate, you know, in the Eucharistic procession. And used to be Polish, but we try to not accommodate everybody to be half Polish and half English.
And it's a nice way to do something special on a feast day by going to a shrine like that. That's you know, different than your regular parish, to kind of set that day apart. Just as a pilgrimage, also it's a nice way to spend the feast day.
Yeah. So this is the day. So we just covered whole mounts of May, beautiful mounts of flowers and enjoyment and springtime. And our Blessed Lady truly is our Lady of Springtime, the most beautiful flower in God's kingdom. So rejoice with you mothers, your family, stick together. Pray together. It was Irish priest Father Peyton who used to say, If a family prays together, stays together. No divorce. No foolishness. No betrayals. The family prays the rosary together. She'll never experience the most painful experience, the divorce. Oh, it's terrible.
Have you heard his programs on the air here? Family Theater by Father Peyton.
No. Yeah. I heard so much about this Irish priest, but I think he passed away, I think, sometime
Father
ago.
Peyton?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was a priest that promoted the family rosary.
Yes.
And years ago, I saw along the highways a big sign this quotation. If a family prays together, stays together.
Right.
This is true. So the Corpus Christi celebration, when you go in the procession, even the shrine, maybe you parish, but spend more time on adoration. We at the shrine, we have perpetual adoration. It's a beautiful gift. And people do sign up, and they come, and I try to make at least the daily holy hour. It's a blessing for priests. You people come and pray for us priests, for vocations of holy priesthood. We are suffering more and more because of shortage, aging of priests. I'm, 43 as a priest. It's keen. I feel it here and there already. You know, aches.
You're 43 body. Years as a priest?
Yeah.
So when you came over here, 45, I say, okay. You were a priest for 3 years and you just started.
Can you figure
here.
It out?
Yes.
I was the 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah, young priest. Yeah. So, my dearest friends, as time was given to me, I have 1 minute to close this beautiful program. I'm so happy again that Blessed Mother talk with you. May she press your heart, her immaculate sorrowful heart. Walk with her. Pray the Holy Rosary. Honor her immaculate sorrowful heart. Have nothing to fear. Have nothing to fear. We have all enclosed in her immaculate heart. As she promised, finally, mine immaculate heart shall triumph. What does it mean? It means the devil will be left empty-handed. And all souls will be taken to heaven to the mercy of Jesus. This is the victory of our blessed immaculate heart. The victory of Jesus' mercy. Amen.
Praise God. Thanks, Father. This is you've been listening to Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM. Doylestown, and this has been a special live program with Father Marian Zawinski from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa.